Watch, 5-year-old boy with rare brain condition takes first steps. By Amy Furr on June 16, 2020. A little boy with a brain condition in Woodstock, Georgia, reached a very important milestone on Saturday. 5-year-old Camden Hansen has progressive cerebellar atrophy, which makes it difficult for him to form words, balance, and walk properly, according to Today. However, he recently took his first steps without using his gait trainer or crutches, and his mom, Mandy, caught the amazing moment on camera. The video footage that later received over 6.9 million views showed the determined little boy as he took his first steps across his family's living room floor. Camden set his sights on a chair and after about 6 steps, he reached his goal and smiled up at his mother. "Good job, baby," she exclaimed from behind the camera. Later, Mandy said Camden met all of his milestones until he was about 18 months old and his parents noticed he was off balance and had an abnormal gait not typical for a toddler. After pursuing many possibilities for the cause, we then visited a local neurologist who conducted an MRI, and that is where we saw the cerebellar atrophy, she explained. Recent MRIs showed that his condition was getting worse, but doctors were still unable to pinpoint a gene that caused his disease. "We've been told that even if we eventually identify the genes causing his atrophy, because his condition is so rare, he may be the only one identified in the world with this condition, and he alone will write the future for this disease," Mandy said. 2 years ago, Camden communicated only through sounds but now speaks in full sentences, thanks to intensive speech therapy and his strong-willed attitude. "Camden has taught us about being patient and compassionate more than anyone or anything ever could," his mom said, adding, "In his short 5 years, he has undergone dozens of exhaustive and sometimes painful tests yet always smiles through it all. We hope Camden's story spreads a message of hope and inclusion while serving as inspiration to millions of families around the world who are struggling with the challenges of raising a special needs child," she concluded.